Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is walking in the presence of God this Christmas. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Walk into the presence of God this Christmas. Written and read by Meg Booger. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting Him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Sincerity is a beautiful quality, defined as freedom from deceit, hypocrisy, or duplicity, honesty in intention or in communicating, earnestness. God's intention through Christ Jesus was birth of sincere love for us. Christmas reminds us of His arrival on earth. He humbled Himself, born as a human baby, and experienced fully what it was like to walk in our shoes. The Word became human and made His home among us, the Apostle John wrote of Jesus. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John chapter 1, verse 14. Jesus was sincere and genuine. The author of Hebrews gives us a powerful word on how to make sure the countenance of our hearts is sincere and genuine too. We find accountability in the Word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. With sincere hearts, we can boldly come right into the presence of God. His sincerity sees us long before we turn to Him, and He delights when we genuinely come to Him. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 20 say, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By His death, Jesus opened up a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place." We walk into the presence of God by the sacrifice of our Savior, Christ Jesus, our great high priest who rules over God's house. Jesus, who genuinely meets us in our suffering and in our celebrations. Sincerely, He came to accomplish His Father's will, to make a way for us. God's love for us is real, deep, genuine, and sincere. This Christmas, walk into the presence of God. Intersecting faith and life. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 through verse 25. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. The reality of Jesus' sacrifice is the blessing we get to live in today. Guilt and shame do not come from the Lord. He is not out to trick us or hide anything from us. He is right here, right now, with us. He loves us with powerful sincerity, which defeated death itself. We have significant privileges associated with our new life in Christ, the New Application Bible explains. Number one, We have personal access to God through Christ and can draw near to him without an elaborate system. Number two, we can grow in faith, overcome doubts and questions, and have deepening relationships with God. Number three, we can inspire and cheer one another on as believers. And number four, we can worship together. As we celebrate the first tiny cries of Christ, born in Bethlehem, let's embrace the gift of sincerity this Christmas and walk into the presence of God. Father, praise you for Christmas, for the sincerity of your love for us to send your one and only Son, Jesus, to earth, not just to sacrifice his life for us, but to live and breathe as we do. Thank you, Jesus, for taking on humanity so that you could genuinely relate to our plight on a daily basis. We love you so much for who you are and what you have done and continually do for us. Christmas reminds us of you, Jesus, but every day you are near. May our lives shine as brightly as the star which led the wise men to you, Jesus, and bring glory and honor to God. Let your will for our lives be the way we choose to walk, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For further reading, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 2, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
And one by one, I watched my dear friends get engaged, get married, start having children. And especially as a woman, I felt like there was a certain timeline that these things needed to happen in my life.
Charity Gale shares a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.